Snow and rain have helped lift most of the state out of extreme drought, but the southeastern corner of Colorado, down by Kansas and Oklahoma, is still extremely dry and has been for a long time. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that the lack of water is wreaking havoc on the cattle industry.
Rancher Louis Foss has raised cattle his whole life in southeastern Colorado, and he's never seen the land so dry.
Well, nothing grows. My grass just looked like nothing. You could see the little old clumps of dried up stuff.
And that grass is the primary source of food for his cattle. He says he can't just go out and buy a bunch of feed.
Well, you're going to go in a hole doing that.
Feed prices are still high, partly because there isn't a lot of it due to the drought. So Foss, like many ranchers in these parts, is slashing his herd. He sent 85% of his cattle to auction.
I sold off a lot of them. I didn't sell them all. I tried to keep enough so I can build back up again.
The sell-off creates a temporary windfall for cattle auctions like this one in La Junta, about an hour and a half drive from the Kansas border. Cows and bulls are trotted out into the middle of a small arena as the auctioneer rattles off the highest bid. John Campbell runs Winter Livestock Cattle Auction. He says that because of the drought, he's auctioned off three times the normal amount of cattle this summer. And though that may be good for business today, he's worried about the future.
When you sell off the factory, we won't have the natural increase that those cows would generate for upcoming years.
Campbell says some ranchers have totally liquidated their herds. There's worry that the cattle sell-off after years of drought won't just have an impact on Campbell's auction or the one across the street, but the whole region's economy, from the hotels to the banks to the restaurants.
We're fortunate here in that we've been here 70-some years. We've seen this time and time again. We don't like it, but we're just like the rancher. We just tighten our belt up, and it'll mean we'll lay some people off and kind of work with more of a skeleton crew.
Campbell is not optimistic that ranchers will quickly build their herds back, even if the rains return. He notes that ranchers tend to be older, in their 60s and 70s. They're not about to go out and borrow millions of dollars to rebuild.
But they will, being of conservative nature, they'll work back into their numbers slow, slow, slow.
Some ranchers have talked about the drought down here in dramatic terms, comparing it to the Dust Bowl of the 30s. Colorado State climatologist Nolan Duskin says that's not an exaggeration.
And so when you have year after year after year of drought, that's when the impacts become quite extraordinary, as it was very obvious traveling across southeast Colorado where the landscape had become nearly barren.
And despite some recent rains, Duskin says the region is nowhere close to being out of the woods. After a terrible drought in 2002, and drought the last 3 years, and the painful cattle sell-offs, why would anybody want to be in this business? Lifelong rancher Louis Foss says he can't imagine doing anything else.
No matter how bad it gets, them cattle are still going to bring you some money.
That's one bright spot to selling the herd now. Cattle prices are high. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.
And I'm Ryan Warner. That's Colorado Matters for today. From Colorado Public Radio.